Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 11th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Pretty good. Well, apart from being sick and the whole family being sick, but outside of that, pretty good.
Yeah, that seems to be a trend for you this winter. So yeah. Hopefully, since spring is here, that'll also change.
I hope so.
All right. Well, it's already pretty late, so let's try to power through this so you can get to bed early, get some rest, and maybe get unsick. All right. So, as always, we are going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And, yeah, you were extra vigilant this week and found a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, and I cut a lot. It was a really big week in miniatures. So... some usual that we include, like Weird or Dark Age, are not even in.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's get this started. First up, Forge World, Ligio Custos, Gyre Falcon, Pattern Jet Bike.
So, this is for the, as you said, the Ligio Custode. They have a new jet bike model, and you can buy it either in single, and they have three different bundle size, either getting a small squad or even a whole formation of them. So it's a 30k jet bike in the Ligio Custodes style and color. So,
and of course, it I mean, if you like the 30k jet bikes, then it'll definitely suit your fancy because it's got that long nose, short back. Mm-hmm. But the pilot looks super detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Forge World for you, I suppose, though.
The sad thing I found is I think they only have one model. So when you look at the bundles, it's all the same pose with the same angle on the spear.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Usually I don't say anything bad about Forge World except maybe the price. But this time I find that there is probably some reposability there, but maybe they photoshopped some larger squads.
Yeah, I don't know. Cut and paste the image?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably some posability in the arms, but really, how much are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure it rotates on its swivel, and then you know, so you've got the spear straight ahead, or up slightly, or down slightly, or, you know. You're not going to get that much variety.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Next up.
And they're not cheap.
That's true. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we didn't talk about the price. £33. So
for a single
$55 Canadian or so each.
Yeah,
that is a bit pricey. I ain't gonna lie. But I suppose for a resin model, I guess it's not worse than some of the other stuff we've seen.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But I mean,
how much is a plastic Warjack? Like 40?
$30. I think.
No.
Or it was 30 no. US? Yeah.
So...
The price may be going up, but when they switch to plastic,
yeah,
the kits were 30.
Because I know what wholesale is, so if retail's 40% above that, I mean, it's closer to $40.
Yeah.
And the character jacks like Ruin and stuff are 70.
Oh, yeah, I know those.
So really, this doesn't seem like that bad a deal if you compare it to stuff like that.
Yeah, but you probably need 6 to 9 for a single squad or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm just talking model per model basis.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, now on to Bombshell. So, Bombshell Miniatures, Mechas, Brain Drones.
They had a couple more released this week, but that's the one I want to mention because I find it so funny. It's some floating drones with tentacle arms, but you have
Brains and glass jars.
Marsadak, like alien brain heads with giant googly eyes. And you have plastic jars you can put over to have a transparent containment zone for the brains.
My goodness.
They're so funny looking.
They are awesome. Patrick really outdid himself on these. I like the aesthetic of Counterblast. I'm assuming these are four, right? These are for Counterblast, are they not?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I really love that retro sci-fi look he's got going. They're pretty awesome.
I would be almost tempted to file the eyes and put real googly eyes in.
Oh my. Okay. I know what you're getting for Christmas. Well, actually, your birthday comes up sooner, doesn't it?
No, yeah. My birthday is past. It's Temple Con time, so.
Oh, right.
Well, Captain Con time now.
Yeah, so belated birthday present then. Get you some bombshell miniatures and some googly eyes. That's an awesome image, though. That has to be done now. All right. Next up, Mindwork Games, Razor Tusk Herd on pre-order.
Those are probably the equivalent of the Beastmen Razor. What was the name of that unit? Was it Razor Tusk?
I don't know.
I don't remember, but yeah.
I never saw a soul playing Beastmen in Fantasy. I came along to that too late.
Yeah, like giant boar with tons of horns and stuff like that. And I think it was Razor Tusk or something similar. So those are a lot nicer model than the one GW did for a similar unit.
Well, the GW ones are probably 30 years old now too or something, right?
No, so. They were a pretty recent release.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. And they were ugly.
Well, there's some of that even in GW models.
Sometimes they're hit or miss, and the old metal boars were kind of meh. But those, the new Razor Tusk by Mindwork Games, are excellent.
Okay, so now this says Razor Tusk Herd on pre-order, and it's got a list price of 13 euros. But yeah, I'm assuming that's per unit, per individual.
Per individual, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not much of a herd if you only buy one.
Yeah.
But 13 euros for that model looks... That looks pretty reasonable, to be honest.
Yeah, but they have different, I think, three different heads and different bodies. So.
Yeah. No, but I think it's a reasonable price for a model that looks to be on a 50 mil.
Yeah, 50 by 50.
Yeah.
It's a pretty sizable model.
Yeah, so that's not bad at all. All right. Next up, Laren Miniatures. Evil Men Miniatures, now on sale.
I don't remember if we talked about those, but they were... on Indiegogo a while ago, and they have finally delivered, and they are now available for a retail purchase. So those are 10mm chaos proxies, I would say.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. I'm on to you. And they are reasonably priced.
Yes, they are like $5 for a unit. €5 for a unit, which is cheap. The old GW stuff for Warmaster is going for 10 or 15 pounds per blister right now.
Yeah.
And stuff like the chariots are impossible to find.
You and I will have to talk. We'll work this for later. Well, my birthday is coming, right? So I can buy myself a birthday gift. And we've been talking about doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So. And they have a bunch of stuff. They have infantry, light and heavy. They have a bunch of characters. They have cav and chariots.
At least we have a dragon type thing.
Ogres, trolls, and monsters, ridden stuff like the equivalent of a pretty cornate corn juggernaut riders. They don't look like corn juggernaut, but they look like giant monsters. And some RPs do. So a lot of variety.
If you paint them red. They'll look enough like...
Yeah, for sure.
They look kind of more like lizard guys, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That could still be cool.
Yeah. And they're affordable. Even at that scale, stuff usually costs more than that, from what I remember.
Yeah, no, it seems very, very reasonable. All right. Next up, Terrible Kid Stuff. Dark Elf and Snake.
So we'll go with Snake first, even if it's not the first one in the order. This is a 32mm, 154 Snake Plissken. Is that the name?
Snake
I'm not too sure.
Which Snake are you talking about?
The guy from Escape from New York.
Okay. Because Plissken is also the name that Solid Snake uses in the games.
I might be...
But maybe he's making reference to the movie because it's his undercover name. So But yeah, this is the snake from the Escape from New York, and he looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's nice. It's a limited edition piece, so only 100 copies. So don't hesitate too much before you get it.
Yeah, and it's not expensive, really. 15 euros?
No. It's a good price.
Well, actually, what size is he? 32 mil.
Yeah, it's
so he's not inexpensive. It's not cheap
for a 32 mil, but for a limited edition of something with a clearly recognizable IP. By a boutique company. The base is not included.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask, but I see it down below.
Yeah.
Base not included.
And the other model, it's a bigger model. It's case 124, which is 75 millimeter. It's a dark elf. Might be a sorceress or kind of character.
Necromancer, so maybe, or something. She's
a lady wearing a scythe with the robes and corsets and stuff like that.
Yeah. Wielding nice a scythe. Model. Yeah. She is...
Yeah, wielding a scythe, yeah.
you don't wear a scythe.
Yeah.
Not in any good way, anyway. Yeah, so she is a really cool looking model. And their website model is extremely well painted.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some nice shots of the character art as well, which the model is a really good representation of. Looking at the zoom up of the face, you can see that the details are very finely sculpted.
Yeah. This is a nice model. But I think the painted and sculpted model is better than the illustration.
The proportions are certainly, I think, a little bit better.
It has a bit more flow to it.
Also, it's interesting because the illustration looks like a young woman, like maybe 18 or 17 or something.
Yeah, and woman, not elf.
Yeah, and whereas the painted model looks to be a more mature woman, like someone you'd say like in her 30s, early 30s or something. So it's funny how the sculpting and the painting really changed the feel of the model that way.
Mm-hmm.
So she's how large now? 75 mil. For 40 euros, that's a really good price.
Yes.
For a model of that scale, that detail level. Well done. All right. Next up, Warlord Games, new German and Soviet mechs.
Not just mechs. They are heavy mechs. So you have the German Zeus heavy panzer mech, which is a multi six-legged giant tanks. With a name like the Zeus. Panzer mech, yeah. And the Soviet is the Mammoth Walker, which is also another giant mech for the Soviet.
Its turret has a turret.
Soviet faction, yeah.
I approve.
Yeah, the turret has a turret. Well, there's a small body with three turret all around, or four even.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there's a rotating full turret. And a hatch on top of it.
Yeah, there's turrets in the back too. Yeah, it's like, yo dog, we heard you like turrets.
So. Yeah.
We gave your turrets.
So those two are pretty big kits, and they have a pretty sizable price tag to go with them. They are both $96.
Yeah, US dollars.
Yeah, US dollars.
That's pretty brutal.
You know, mix of metal and resin.
My big complaint about these is looking at the kits, the details look out of scale to the rest of the model. Like the rivets.
And they are really big.
Yeah, like those rivets would be the size of like a fist or something, right? Like it's just weird.
They look like Lego pips.
Exactly.
More than rivets. Exactly
what I was thinking. Yeah. I like the overall aesthetic of the model, but I find that detracts from them.
Yes.
And I think they both feature that. Yeah, they both kind of do. Though I think it's less noticeable on the German, because it seems to have less of it. Yeah, it's less... It bothers me less on the German Walker.
Because
it's not everywhere. Still cool, though. And the German Walker is the same price as well at $96. All right. Next up, Antimatter Games.
Good luck. Okay.
Yeah. Amethela, Caller of the Deep for Deep Wars.
Mm-hmm. So this is one of the models in their latest line, the Nereids of Blood Reef. They are sirens. Or mermaids.
Mer people.
Mer Peoples. So this one is you have Tumalo in that kit. You have one of the Merid, the named one Amatea, Teia maybe, and also a Hammerhead Shark. And the mermaid model is posed so that the end could be placed over the back fin of the shark and to be seen as she it's dragging her. So it's pretty cool.
That's a cool looking model. We don't hear a lot about Deep Wars, so I'm not sure.
No, sadly.
Not sure. You bought the rule books, right?
Yes.
Well, you backed the Kickstarter, I think. So.
Exactly. Only for the rule book when it came out. I didn't get the minis. I should have.
That's some really, interesting, interesting stuff.
I look at them at every release and always say to me to myself, "Ah, should I've got some? Should I've got some?"
Pretty reasonable price point too. Two models for $35 US.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, Puppets War. Furies.
Yeah, so it's another of their five model kit with totally random teams. So these Furies, they are ladies clad in leather with talons. And when you look at them closely, they make me think of the Batman Court of Owl talons, like a female set of those.
Oh, nice. Yeah, actually, that's really cool.
I have no idea where else they could be used. Maybe as a, I don't know if those still exist, but they were like units of female assassin for the Inquisition back in the
Death Cult Assassins.
Yeah. It could probably feature there.
Yeah, it was a unit of two, I mean.
Yeah, but you could have multiple units or.
Yeah. No, whatever. Definitely. They are neat models.
Mm-hmm.
What's the price point on them? 23 euros for a blister of... Oh, it's for a set of five.
Yep.
Oh, really good price.
And they're posable, the interchangeable ends and ends. So.
Puppets War makes good stuff. No doubt about it. All right. Alternative Armies. Abandoned Beer Wagon.
So this is a small touring piece. Well, small. 3x2x2 about. Of a big wagon full of beer caskets.
Beer casks.
So it makes for a really nice team piece. It will work wonders as a brewer touring piece for a Guild Ball table or for a scenario piece for multiple other games.
For Age of Sigmar.
Yeah. It's simple.
The dwarves are trying to get to their ale.
It's cheap. It's £6 for one, and you can even get a rebate by buying multiples of those. So,
what's the size? Do we have a dimensions anywhere?
Yeah, it's a 3x2x2.
Oh, that's or not bad. So, it's a good size. That is a good size train piece for Guild Ball. And I guess that being a cool piece in any like medieval city table or anything dwarven themed, like you said.
Yeah, Mordane, really nice. Frostgrave.
Yeah, exactly. Frostgrave would be great.
Or even for pirate games like Freebooters or multiple others.
£6. I mean, for $12. How do you go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And last but not least in our non-crowdfunding stuff, Mom Miniatures, Dwarf Zeppelin on pre-order.
So this is clearly something to have a playable airship to go with your old style dwarves when the new, I don't remember the name, Car something Lord for Age of Sigmar come out. Caradhran Lord or something like that out next week. So you can get a Zeppelin for your old school fantasy dwarves.
Caradhran dwarves.
Caradhran, so.
Yeah, I, you know what? I don't know. This is all 28 mil, so this thing has to be huge. If you look at the number of models that are on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This thing is enormous. Really big, and it's not that detailed.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if it was rushed or if just it's too much of a pain to cast so many detailed in resin for something that complex.
It makes me think of GW from the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or maybe late 90s, maybe.
All the dwarfs date back from that time in sculpting anyway, so it would fit.
Well, no, that's not
no,
true.
No, no, not that bad.
But. The dwarves got redone just a few years ago, don't forget. Just before they killed 8th Ed, they redid the dwarves.
Yeah, but they only added a couple new units, like the dwarf warriors were still the old kits.
No, that all changed. The really? Basic warriors changed, yeah.
Okay.
The warriors changed, the slayers changed. The heavy armor guys with the flamethrowers were different.
Yeah, those were new, but the rest I didn't remember them switching.
Yeah. No, the basic dwarves all changed. A lot of the characters were new. I mean, yeah, there was still some old stuff, but a lot of new stuff. But You know what? For 100 euros, that's a lot of money for a model that's not super, super detailed. And I think that's the base model, no crew.
Yep.
If you want the model with the crew and everything, you're looking, and the stand or whatever, it's 135 euros.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty brutal.
It's dedication.
Yeah, no, it's definitely if you've got the old style dwarves, you want to make them look cool, or you want to do something like a thematic diorama or something, you mm-hmm. can do a lot of cool stuff, but it is an expensive model. All right. So that now takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. And first up this week, Black Scorpion Miniatures. I like the name. Tombstone, Old West Tabletop Game and Miniatures in 32mm.
Black Scorpion was one of my favorite company. They are the guys who did the Giant Pirate.
I was going to say, was that the Giant?
The Pirate Giants.
Yeah.
So they already have a game out for Pirates, which is called Cutlass. Mm-hmm. And Tombstones is their new take on Old West game using similar rules. They're based on the Cutlass rules, but they have been improved. So this is a skirmish game. You play Old West gangs. There are six different gangs available, well, type of gangs available. Lawmen, outlaws, undeads. That's what I like mostly about the company. They're not purely historical, so
wow, and
they do have crazy
so
stuff.
Affordable,
yeah. And
four models for £9.
Casting is usually pretty good, and their sculpting is really, really nice.
You know, I'm gonna have to share this with a certain professional painter I know who's obsessed with the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get a kick out of this. The females, they have like these gunslinging damsels. They look really awesome. I love their dresses. Mm-hmm.
They're not a gang in themselves, but do you have enough to play a lawman, any type of crew, using only female models?
Oh, and I love the female, like the Mexican gunslinger with the sombrero and stuff.
Oh, in the second pack, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's unfortunate because these pictures make them look kind of gritty. Like the sculpts don't
look
very clean.
It's their primer.
But it's unfortunate they use that to try to sell their game, though.
Yeah.
And none. Do they have any painted pictures?
I don't think so.
That's unfortunate because it doesn't do. Oh, the native looks really nice too. The native's leader. Wow, mm-hmm. These are nice, Antoine. Damn you. Why do you always find all these cool-looking things that I'll never, ever play? But I'm
the Mexican gang anyway. Look cool, too. The cavalry look cool.
Oh, they do have a painted model. They have a painted Billy the Kid. Way down.
Oh, that's probably an old model. I think I remember seeing it in their existing line. Yeah.
Oh, this looks way cool. So if you're interested in the Wild Wild West, this could definitely be for you. How are they doing here? Let's see.
You're probably not the only one interested.
Yeah. Well, apparently not. So yeah. They were looking for £5,000. They have 62,646 pounds with 22 days left to go.
Yeah, it just launched early last week. So
So upon completion of the Kickstarter, it'll be fully funded on May 3rd, 2017. Oh, that is awesome. Next up, Macrocosm, Old Salt, 28mm Pirate Dwarves.
So before we enter into this, I must mention that we have two really similar Kickstarter for Pirate Dwarf. So we only have four Kickstarter this week, and two of them are for the same exact team. So
it's like when we had Orc Week. Remember that? We had a week where everything was an orc.
Yeah. So
it's like Shark Week, but
it's strange that they both launched during the same exact week for a really, really specific team. But whatever. So Microcosm, you have Metal Dwarves in 28 to 30 millimeter scale. And that's about it. You have a bunch of different type of pirates, either with guns, axes, cannon crewmen, some even carrying small exploding grenades. Yeah. So all type of stunties you would see on a pirate ship.
Yeah, with their braided beards and their...
There's also...
different types of guns. They have rifles and some have blunderbusses.
Yeah, in the options, you have halfling crews too, not just dwarves. So,
all varieties of stunties.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So, how are they funding? Let's see here. So they were looking for £500. They're at £1,924 with 5 days left to go. So not long left.
This is a short Kickstarter,
but it is fully funded. So this project will complete on April 16th, 2017. Next up. Ganesha Games, Star Eagles.
So we take a pose of Pirate Dwarf to go with spaceships. So this is a full game. They even have models for it. Ganesha Games are known for their miniature... What's the name? I'm blanking on it. They don't go with specific miniatures, usually.
Okay, so it's a generic rule set. Okay.
Yeah. So usually they do generic rule sets. They are the guys behind Song of Blades and Heroes.
Okay.
Which is one of the biggest and most known generic rule set for skirmish war games. Skirmish fantasy war games. So this is not the same. They have two factions, I think, available of ships. But they have build your own ships rules, because that's how they do. They work. So you can get the game and use whatever ships you already have. If you don't like their ships, or you already have enough that you don't need ships, you just need rules. So you can design your own ships to use in the game.
You know what? I really like their designs. It makes me think of an old Starfighter game I used to play in college. And I can't remember what it was called. Silent Death. It makes me think of the ships from Silent Death.
Yeah. Silent Death, the guy who did that game, they have their own podcast.
Really?
Yeah. On Board Games. The two guys who did that, who created the games, they are well known. I followed that podcast a long time. So... They mentioned the game once in a while.
Okay. I mean, I played a lot of that game back in the day. The fact is, I'm wondering where it is now, because I'm sure I still have it. Anyway, I digress. A little trip down memory lane completely derailed me. So yeah, they've got some prototypes here. They've got some rough home-printed 3D prints of the ships, which still look really well, look really good. And then they've got the pro-printed, like, final production model versions of the models, and they look really, really nice, I find. Let's see, and how are they doing on funding? So, this project... okay, so they're looking for $16,000 US. They're at $14,500 with 24 days to go. So, in all likelihood, they'll be backed.
Yeah, probably.
And assuming they hit their targets... this Kickstarter will be fully funded on May 5th, 2017. And that takes us to the last one this week, which is RPE Miniatures and Games, Captain Redbeard's Pirate Dwarves.
Yeah, so from dwarves to spaceships and back to dwarves. So it's about the same thing. Other pirate dwarf, a ton of different styles. The look is not the same. It's not the same style of sculpting.
These look more modern. The other ones looked a little bit more retro, I find.
Yep.
So, but both styles will appeal to different people.
They have less variety in them. It's mostly if you were looking at generic troopers versus characters. Mm-hmm. So this one is all character miniatures. That's how I would say. They're more detailed, but you have less of them.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. There's some nice looking models here. I was just scrolling through the Kickstarter and seeing them all. Whoops, did my computer freeze? That would be inconvenient.
It would.
We're almost there. Okay, so they're looking for £1,000. They're currently at 2631. Sorry, my Chrome just crashed. But I've recovered the tab, so there is 6 days left to go. So at the end of the Kickstarter, this Kickstarter will be fully funded. And it ends on April 17th, 2017.
Yeah, another short. It's probably why. They're dwarves, so they make short Kickstarters.
Oh, clever. That was terrible, Antoine.
Thank you.
I may have to edit that out.
You should leave that. We left worst.
So. I better leave it. I'm just joking. I'm far too lazy to edit that out. All right. Well, you know, that was the last thing on the list for this week, so I guess that's the show, sir.
Bye, geeks!
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.